So the epistle for the feast of Pentecost is taken from Acts chapter 2. When the days of Pentecost were accomplished, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a mighty wind coming, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them parted tongues, as it were of fire, and it sat upon every one of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with divers tongues, according as the Holy Ghost gave them to speak. Now there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men of every nation under heaven. And when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded in mind, because that every man heard them speak in his own tongue. And they were all amazed and wondered, saying, Behold, are not all these that speak Galileans? And how have we heard every man our own tongue wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus in Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya, about Chiron, and strangers of Rome, Jews also, and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we have heard them speak in our own tongues the wonderful works of God. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 14. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and will make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my words, and the word which we have heard is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things have I spoken to you, abiding with you, but the Paraclete, the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your mind, whatsoever I shall have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, do I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. You have heard that I said to you, I go away, and I come unto you. If you love me, you would indeed be glad, because I go to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it came to pass, that when it shall come to pass, you may believe. I will now not speak many things with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and in me he hath not anything. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father hath given me commandment, so do I. Please be seated. Let your heart not be troubled, nor let it be afraid. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, we know after our Lord ascended into heaven, his apostles had spent the 10 days in prayer, preparing themselves for the mission that they would have to undergo. And then when the Holy Ghost descended upon them in the form of fiery tongues, the effect of the Holy Ghost was immediate to them. And so therefore they gained the strength to be able to go out to preach to all nations, to preach the word of God. And so obviously with that, they were no longer weak. They were ready to endure the persecutions, the sufferings, and then finally, obviously, martyrdom for the majority of the apostles. And so that is why we refer to Pentecost as being the birth of the Roman Catholic Church. And I think obviously it is fitting that we have then confirmation this coming Saturday, that it is in the octave of Pentecost that the children or the adults that are receiving confirmation will receive the 7 gifts of the Holy Ghost to strengthen them, to help them. And I think that's one of the things that when we look at and we study and we, test the children, do they understand the differences between the gifts of the Holy Ghost, the differences in terms of the definition? The main thing for that is for them to understand what are they receiving. I mean, one, we know there's 4 effects to receiving confirmation. One of the main things that we pray for then is the strengthening of their faith. Because in a way, we kind of refer to confirmation as being that sacrament that helps them to kind of grow into adulthood in the spiritual life. To be able to defend their faith, to be able to live their faith out in the world. I mean, obviously, with any sacrament, you receive an increase of sanctifying grace, as long as you receive it worthily. Receive the gifts of the Holy Ghost, and then also that indelible mark that is imprinted upon a soul. Remembering that there's only 3 sacraments that imprint a mark. I mean, obviously, at baptism, we're made a child of God, a member of the Catholic Church, so one is imprinted then on our soul. And then when a young man is ordained to the priesthood, he also receives that character, that mark of being another Christ. But then confirmation imprints them being a soldier of Christ. It imprints upon them this character, this strength to defend their faith, to live their faith. I would say, obviously, when you're looking at the gifts of the Holy Ghost, two I wanted to mention this morning. One being counsel. And so obviously those that studied for their confirmation, they know that counsel is what warns us of the deceits of the devil and then the dangers to our salvation. And when we know who are the enemies to the soul, the world, the flesh, and the devil, we know that is out there. But to what extent? I think that's where then the understanding helps us to realize of how many dangers there are to our faith, and then how the devil, yes, will try to deceive us. And so that is the battle that our children go out into, and that is why then they have this sacrament. As I mentioned, to strengthen them, to help them to kind of go into the adulthood of realizing the importance of their faith. But then also to give them that strength to live their faith. Because we see with some of the other gifts of the Holy Ghost is to help them to do the will of God in all things, to understand the will of God, the mysteries of the faith, to have a clearer idea of that. But that counsel will help and guide them, that by receiving this sacrament that they have that gift to truly, yes, to warn them of the dangers to their faith. Especially as they go out into the world. I mean, it's one of the things that obviously, as I mentioned, to pray for our graduates, because now they enter into a new life, a new chapter, where they leave kind of that safe haven of a Catholic school and go out into the world in whatever capacity that they may go out into it. But that is why it's necessary for us to understand how important that these gifts of the Holy Ghost are for us. And that is why there's a preparation for it. That is why there is a testing for it for them to understand. Because when they receive that sacrament, God willing, that they will receive all of the graces that are there. The graces to help them to be truly a soldier of Christ. To be able to profess their faith. And that is what we pray for. That is what we want for the children. Or as I mentioned, the adults. And so it's to help them to understand what are the dangers to them as they go out into the world more. Because we know, obviously, as we get older, more dangers to us, more temptations, more difficulties. And so we need more protection, more graces from God. And then the second gift that I wanted just to briefly mention is also the gift of fortitude. And certainly fortitude then is the strengthening us to do the will of God in all things. And in a way, it helps us then in time of temptation, what we do the right thing. In some ways, we can stand immovable in the midst of the danger around us. And certainly we can say that is one of the things that the apostles received as they went to go out to preach to all nations. They received this gift of fortitude because remembering before that, they were fearful. They hid themselves in the upper room. And so for them, then when they received this gift of fortitude, it was a means to help them to go out to preach the word of God. Realizing there would be places that they would not be accepted. Realizing that the word of God would be turned away. And that is why our Lord said, well, fine, to shake the dust from your feet of that place and leave. If they're not willing to accept the word of God, And then ultimately for the apostles, yes, as I mentioned, all of them would lose their life for the faith except St. John, even though they tried to kill him. And so it helps us to be strong and constant in our faith. And fortitude is something that is very important in this modern day. Because as the world progresses, you see how bad the world gets. You see how dangerous the world becomes for our children. And so therefore, all the more so do they need the gift of fortitude. Because it will dispose them to do what is good in spite of the difficulties that is around them. It'll help them to make the right decisions. It'll help them to stand up for their faith. But then also it'll help them to fight then the temptations. And we all know with this world around us of how many that there are. As I mentioned, the enemies to the soul, the world, the flesh, and the devil. And so we need this gift. All of us need to pray for an increase in the gift of fortitude. I mean, especially to help us in this battle today. I mean, it's a battle against our faith. It's a battle in the crisis in the church. It's a battle that is ever present to us every day. And so all the more so do we need this gift to strengthen us to do what God wants from us at this moment. And so that is where when we understand that God has placed us in this time frame, specifically that he wanted us here and now. And so therefore from that he will also give us the graces to help us here and now. And so it is, it's a good reminder. This whole week is obviously a week of Pentecost. A good reminder for us to pray for the graces that we received at the time of our confirmation. Maybe we can't remember when it was or how long ago it's been. But you received those graces at that time, and they are meant to carry you through the rest of your life. And so pray to the Holy Ghost. Ask for that help. To strengthen you to do the right thing, to help to warn you against the deceit so you don't fall prey to the devil. And obviously to help you to understand your faith more, the mysteries of the faith. A dread for sin, not wanting to offend God, all of these different gifts that are given to us. So pray to the Holy Ghost and ask for those graces for your soul. And then obviously, certainly pray for those that are going to be receiving the sacrament, that they become faithful soldiers of Christ. And certainly pray to our Blessed Mother. We just ended her month that was dedicated to her. But also Our Lady was so faithful to her son, faithful at the foot of the cross, but then she also went to the apostles to try to help them and pray for them. Of being there with them. I mean, so obviously, pray to Our Lady. And so what a great grace it is for those souls that will be receiving that. But what a great grace it has been for all of us if we have received that sacrament already. That we may live those graces every day. And so that we will hear the words of our Lord when he said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you." In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.